This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
I think I was driving around with my daughter, and I let her DJ all the time. So at some point, she was like, Dad, you know what I've realized about all my playlists and all my favorite artists? It seems to be all female artists. I was like, oh, that's cool.
That's drummer Stanton Moore talking about inspiration he drew on for a new trio project co-led by guitarist Eric Krasno. In this KNKX studio session from 2023, the pair talked about their new Krasno Moore Project's debut album, Book of Queens, a collection of songs by their favorite female composers. Here's their version of the Amy Winehouse hit, You Know I'm No Good. Krasno Moore Project, also including organist Eric Finland, began by the co-leaders' simple desire to make a record together. The first talks about their collaboration began with Krasno and Moore hanging out at the drummer's house in New Orleans.
You know, Eric came over during Jazz Fest, and it was a beautiful day. You know, just brainstormed. And what's great about working with Kras is that he has a lot of ideas, I have a lot of ideas, and neither one of us are married to our ideas.
As Moore said, they weren't married to their ideas in early discussions, as Eric Krasno explained.
We were like, well, what about a tribute to women in music? At the moment, we were with both of our wives, both named Lauren, the Laurens, actually. And they both loved the concept, and we were just kind of off to the races as soon as we started talking about that concept.
That's the Krasno Moore Project's version of Carried Away by the modern R&B star, Her. The trio wanted diversity in their musical choices, too. From Stanton Moore's band Galactic to Krasno's trio Soul Live, these two are proven masters of funk, but the Book of Queens album finds them playing in a softer, more melodic style. Krasno said he knew they could do more with this project.
One of the things that we pointed out in that initial conversation was not to do just like old school soul, although we should include that, but to also, you know, make sure that we tip the hat to current artists that are, you know, soulful, you know, women in music.
The strength of the Krasno Moore Project is the combination of these talented trio mates and very catchy tunes. These guys have lots of past experiences working with stars like Irma Thomas and Ledisi, as well as collaborating with more current artists. In fact, Krasno said he brought a Kacey Musgraves song to the project after talking with a young soul singer from Vermont.
I was working with an artist named Kat Wright in the studio, and she played me that song Slow Burn, and it just like... I just could not get that melody out of my head. So as soon as we started about doing this project, I was like, man, I'd love to adapt that.
Krasno and Stanton Moore promised more collaborations and recordings, maybe a second Book of Queens, maybe something else. But Moore said he thinks of his mom, who supported his career in music, every time he puts together a new project, especially this one. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.